Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. It's not too late. It's back. Call 888-RADIO-30, but you better hurry because that thing, you know, it doesn't leave.
It'll drive us nuts.
Yeah. Put your hats on. So once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Little bit of trivia.
Oh, all right.
Yesterday, October 5th, is America's most common birthday.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot to wish you that.
Do you know, it wasn't my birthday.
No.
Do you know why? My birthday's not till December. Don't worry. I give you plenty of notice when it's my birthday. You will know.
Yeah.
It's the most common birthday yesterday. And the reason is, if you count back, okay, when a woman, the length of an average pregnancy is around 274 days. So if you count backward, the date of conception for October 5th babies would be New Year's Eve. So be careful on New Year's Eve, women. More women get pregnant on that night than any other night. Griff, we're almost at the end of today's show, and you haven't wished me a happy National Women's Small Business Month yet.
It's always something with you. Yeah, I failed.
You did.
Sorry. Is
you
it too late?
You failed miserably.
Can I wish it to you now?
Yeah, go ahead and wish it to me now.
Happy National Women's Small Business Month to you. Happy National Women's Small Business Month to you. You're such an entrepreneur. And sometimes a nag, too.
Thank you.
You're
That's
welcome.
Perfect, and it's so me.
It is.
Okay, this year, National Women's Small Business Month is particularly significant, Griff. It's also the 25th anniversary of the signing of the Women's Business Ownership Act of 1988. And you know... Between 1997 and 2014, the number of women-owned firms grew at 1.5 times the national average. It's estimated there are nearly 9.1 million women-owned enterprises, employing nearly 7.9 million workers and generating over 1.4 trillion in revenues.
Well, so color me
here's
impressed.
Here's to all of us women entrepreneurs on eBay, which includes many, many, many eBay sellers. We've come a long way, babes. Excellent. Here's
note to self.
Applause for you.
Trade it in for a vagina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mark in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as MARBARCLA-1. Hey, Mark. Welcome. What's your question or comment?
Hey. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And Griffin as well. I have a question that just, it's a teaching guide, and I'd like to get some advice.
Okay.
Teaching guide in a binder on listing it, and I want to make sure that the expectations to the teachers, the ultimate buyers, would, what would they have, and also for just the listing.
Is this something you wrote?
This is not something I wrote.
Can you describe it a little bit more? Who wrote it? Where
yes.
did it come
oh, sure.
from?
Certainly can. It's okay. It's a bound document. It's the subject's Western Heritage, Volume 2, since 1648, Teaching and Learning Classroom Edition. It's the teacher's workbook. In other words, it's a binder. It's not the textbook.
Yeah.
And that's the what I have in front of me here today.
So there used to be. I don't think it is anymore. There was a rule on eBay about selling the teacher's editions of... Let me see if that's still a prohibited item. I don't think it is because I think... Oh, I wish I had... I wish I had more of a brain for memory. I have
if
to look...
If I only had a brain...
I have to look at this.
I know that song.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so our list...
NEM.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Textbook. No, I don't see that on the restricted list. So, yeah, list it. Go ahead. You're fine.
List it. Go ahead and just, okay.
Well, yeah, it used to be an issue, and I think, and I'm talking about 10, 15 years ago, but I think I remember something about that being changed. So, you can list it on eBay.
Will do. I just want to, been listening to the show here. I just wanted to close out the afternoon and give a shout out to all the Still City eBay users groups.
Oh, yes, we love
that.
All the colleagues there, the writers and many there, giving a shout out this afternoon. Great afternoon. Thank you for all the information.
Hey, Mark, what do you sell on eBay?
I sell, well, I've been selling, let's see, let's go categories. I will sell things. I've sold collectibles. I'm a first-time seller, so I've sold collectibles. I've sold, I've sold some medical supplies. I've sold a few books.
Where do you source?
My sourcing is, for sourcing, depending on what it is, yard sales, community events, anything like that, discount areas. Discount areas meaning any store or any venue. Just open to that information. Communicating with a lot of people in the business doing the same thing here. And that's a constant feed. But I'm kind of giving you a general overview, but I'm new to as a first time caller and I'm new to eBay. So,
well, congratulations
in July.
For starting. And,
wait, you just started in July?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yes,
brilliant.
Yes, I have. I've been very active in many activities. Yeah. So, and
you're
enjoying
a go-getter.
It. I think eBay's a cultural immersion.
Yeah.
It is.
In many forms. And I think that's when you bring that you can engage buyers, sellers, and like-minded folks that are here to sell for many days and many months and many years.
What have you done for a living before eBay?
eBay for a living. Well, let's just say I was in corporate America for several years.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, I'm not going back to corporate America. Don't feel sorry.
No. You have your own business now, babe. That's important.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, I'm in the first quarter, and I'm going on my five-year plan already. Thank you.
That's good. All right, Mark.
Yeah.
Keep in touch with us.
Well,
let us know how you're doing.
That's a high note. I will keep in touch and continue to listen. Thanks, thanks both of you.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
So at the risk of boring you to death, I would like to go back to the women entrepreneur just for one more thing, okay? This is very important for women to hear today, all right?
Okay.
Research has shown there is one thing that sets women entrepreneurs apart from their male counterparts.
Just one?
Yes. Simply
what is
put,
that?
And almost all women can relate to what I'm going to say next.
Yep.
Simply put, a desire for better work-family balance. Because we were born nurturers.
Yeah.
Most women were born nurturers, and this presents a huge problem for many women. It's nearly impossible for families to live nowadays on one income, and a lot of our sellers, they're it.
Mm.
They're not, they have no other income coming in. And if they're married, it takes two incomes these days. And it has presented a huge problem for a lot of women, and that is why more women than ever are creating their own businesses. They're seeking ways to either work from home or be in charge of their own schedules. And as an eBay seller, guess what, Griff?
What?
As an eBay seller, they can do just that. So the one biggest problem, biggest challenge facing female entrepreneurs is that work balance, work home balance, and they can get this balance by selling on eBay. And I'm very proud to be a part of all that.
Absolutely.
Helen in Rainier, Oregon, known on eBay as Summer Toad. Hey, Helen, welcome back. What's your question or comment?
I have a question that relates to something I'm hoping eBay might consider doing in the future. And it has to do with, when you go to these Facebook groups, periodically you see people post something like, look at my camera that I had over my porch, and here was somebody coming and stealing my package right off my porch. And I know with the holidays coming up that stuff happens more often. I was just wondering, would it be possible And obviously, some of this is there's a seller responsibility. Like if you're selling something expensive or large, you probably should just pony up the money and pay for a signature confirmation.
Yeah.
But there's no real incentive for a seller to do that on a smaller item because eBay's going to protect you if the post office or whoever says it was delivered and somebody else swiped it.
Right.
So I'm wondering, is there a possibility that on checkout, a little pop-up along with the checkout information could come up to a buyer and that says something like, a signature confirmation is available, you know, for this X amount fee.
Yeah,
so that at the time that they're checking out, they could click that and that little extra fee would be added, but only if they wanted it. Because some people know that their porches aren't safe. And then some people would never want that because they're not going to be home and their porches are safe. So I just was wondering if that's something the programmers and people like that might consider doing.
Probably not. That's one of the most delicate and fragile pieces of real estate on eBay. Changes
really?
To that. Yeah, because so something like that, there'd have to be, number one, there'd have to be a need, a case, you'd have to prove the need for this. So it starts a whole process where then there's research showing, is this something that is needed? And then if it was needed, it would have to be tested because this is a barrier. Even though it's optional, it can be a barrier to someone completing a checkout. This open phone segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Up next, our final segment of the Today's eBay Radio Show.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when. And they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit Roadie.com.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 340.
Great deals often come along when you least expect them, and oftentimes you can't afford them. Cindy Sorley is known on eBay as Bubba Can Dance. She says have a backup.
We as business people need to have that money ready or in reserve somehow. I do have one credit card set aside that I use for that, or I have a line of credit on my checking account. Sometimes if you have a credit card and that people won't take a credit card, I can get money from the bank on my line of credit. If the people will take credit cards, then use that. But if they won't, you know, I have that backup for line of credit on my checking account.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
More of eBay Radio's top-rated Seller Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's closing segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. We kind of got cut off at that last segment. When people make suggestions, if you mail it to me, I'll send it in. But I want you to set the expectation. From what I know, the chances of that particular suggestion seeing the light of day are probably pretty dim. What I was saying about having to prove the case that this is something that is needed would be the first step, and not sure that such a case could be made.
Well, I think you make a good point. You can only do so much,
yeah.
But you're certainly willing to listen and take.
I didn't want to seem to be like I was brushing anyone off.
Yeah, the music started and it.
Yeah. So yeah, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the show, we're on a clock format, and when the segment is over, it's over.
It's called a hard break.
A hard break's night.
Yep. And that's it. So we're going to read in just a few minutes the event calendar.
Yes.
But first, I'd like to go back to it being Women's Entrepreneur Month.
Okay, I'm going to go use the bathroom.
You can go use the bathroom.
I'll see you later, okay.
All right, goodbye, Griff.
Bye.
Okay, what I'm going to talk about now is not only for women, it's for men as well. Okay?
Oh, I'm back.
Okay, this is for men as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was this morning, my tip in my newsletter was called How Big Should Your Dream Be? And I told them about how, along with serving my smaller radio clients like authors and self-help gurus, by the way, Marcia Collier was one of my workshop people. I started her on WS Radio, where she does her show to this day, by the way.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So in addition to people like Marcia Collier and authors and self-help gurus, that's what I was doing at the time. I had put over 100 people on the internet doing a radio show. I decided to go after bigger fish.
Oh, I see.
All right?
Yeah.
So I went after eBay, Hay House Publishing Company, Entrepreneur Magazine, United States Postal Service, many, many people. And I'll admit, Griff, I didn't always believe they would respond.
Oh, you didn't?
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
Don't worry about whether they respond or not. It's not the results that count. It's the fact that you have thought big.
Thought big.
Big dreams. Gigantic dreams. Go after your dreams no matter what they are. You're going to have some successes and some failures, but it will be worth it. So the point is, it's not the act of becoming successful that's the issue. It's the act of going after your dreams that count. There, that was it for today.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's for men and women.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Absolutely. Go after your big dreams. Don't think small, for heaven's sakes.
So I have an even more kind of scary way of looking at that.
Okay.
So when you're on your deathbed, and someday you will be, do you want to look back and suddenly realize that there was a bunch of stuff you kept putting off?
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't get the chance to do it.
Exactly. So go for it. So what if you don't get it?
Fail.
So what? You don't have it now.
Nothing wrong with failing.
You know, I didn't mention all the ones that turned me down.
Oh.
Many did. But eBay, Entrepreneur Magazine, United States. I got big ones just because I sent them out. Okay.
You know who Taylor Swift is?
Of course.
Yeah, because she's like the biggest thing in the world.
Thinks right now. That she's a country singer, but she's not. But go ahead.
Do you know that when she came to Nashville, right, as an unknown, and she just kept pushing, and she got so much rejection. Nah, she's not right. She's not the right type. She's not country enough. She's not rock enough. And she just refused to back down. And she kept doing it. And now, think of all those people who back then said no to Taylor Swift. What is it like to wake up in the morning and say, you know, my biggest accomplishment in life is I said no to Taylor Swift.
Good point.
Imagine what that's
Good
like.
Good point.
Exactly.
She kept going.
And you
and
can
look what
too.
Happened. She's like the biggest thing ever.
The biggest thing ever.
So let's read our little event calendar here.
Where is it?
I'm reading it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm getting ready to read it.
Yeah.
Right this very second.
All right. Okay, read it.
Okay, so coming up on Thursday, the 8th of October, the Raleigh e-commerce and eBay sellers group meetup is happening. From 6 to 8 p.m. at Panera Bread, 6201 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And on that same night is our friends at the Melbourne eBay Sellers Group Meetup. They're going to talk about eBay listing templates, the secret to outselling your competition. It's going to be Thursday night from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Institute of Chartered Accountants, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. And that's happening on Thursday. Then on Friday is the New York City Metro Area Sellers Meetup. Question and answer with eBay Seller Experience Team. And that's going to be, it's in New York Metro Area. Join your fellow sellers at eBay's New York City offices for a breakfast meeting with Jesse, I think it's Bubrez, a manager on eBay Seller Experience Team.
Jesse?
Yeah.
Jesse?
They're in New York.
Yeah.
Cost is $5. You can contact, the contact information is available on our page, on our event calendar page. And then coming up the 16th and 17th in Chicago, Illinois, is the Ecom Chicago Conference and Expo.
Which is sold out.
2015. Oh, it is sold out.
Yeah, you had to get on their waiting list.
Oh, boy. So there's a waiting list. Okay.
That's sold out.
Amazing. Okay, so that's going to be a good one. Ecom Chicago Conference and Expo. Then on the 26th of October, the Dallas eBabes and Emails Meetup.
Mm-hmm,
Product sourcing with WorthPoint is going to be their subject. And it's from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Outback Steakhouse Yummy, 1509 North Central Expressway in Plano, Texas. And then last in the month, on the 31st, is going to be a one-day seminar, How to Build a $1 Million Business on eBay, 8:30 to 5 p.m. at the Mantra Hotel South Bank.
Get to those events. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. We'll be live again on Thursday, October 8th. Join us for Ask Griffin Lee at 11 a.m. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
Mark and Robin Levine of Bubble Fest say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at bubblefest.com. For more information.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's MiloDesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.